Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, there we go. Sorry about that. Server's been acting up a little bit. How you doing today, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. It's been a little hectic over here, but can't complain about that. I tried giving you a call there a little while ago. We weren't able to get you a consolidation position. We were able to get you an approval on a secondary position. The only problem was we weren't really able to come close there to the 250K range. I wanted to touch base there to see if you would be open to a smaller amount, or if you really kind of needed that larger sum there for what you were looking to do here this week.
Well, that's disappointing because
I know I push for the consolidation just with the industry that you are in. It's a little restricted there, so we were limited on what we were able to possibly allocate, but I was able to get a secondary position. Just unfortunately, I was not able to come close to the 250K just with the remaining balance there you had on the current working capital loan.
What do you have?
I'm looking at the notes. I don't have an exact number, but it's looking in the anywhere from like 30 to 60K range. It's unfortunately not really close to what you were looking for, but if you did have some usage there for what you had coming up, I could set up an underwriting call there just to kind of see if it is something you'd be interested in.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, I can do those loans all day long.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I want to figure. That's why
I don't understand what is the problem, because even when I talk to the girl on the phone, she's like, yeah, we lend up to 10% of your, you know, annual revenue, which is like, you know, I don't know, $1 or $2 million, $1.2 or $3 million. And she's like, you should be fine with no problem at all. Well, you know, and then I get this answer from you guys and you're saying you can't do it.
Yeah, I know. A lot of it has to do there with the industry that you are in. I know you said you struggled in the past, that people told you on the restrictions there. So we were a little limited there. We do have a few programs that are available there for the industry that you're in. Unfortunately, on the consolidation, you have about, I think it was a 319K balance. So to get approved for the consolidation, it'd have to be a minimum of double that to be able to pay it off and get you some additional there on top. And that was just something that we weren't able to do in-house. And like I said, the secondary positions are usually a little bit more risky there. So that's why we weren't really able to come close to the 250. Unfortunately there, if you had a lower balance there with the current capital, it's definitely something we would have had a lot more ease with. But with just such a high balance there, it was hard to kind of work around with. I kind of sat there with the quality control and underwriters to see what we could do. Unfortunately, that was the best range there we were working with. I just wanted to give you a call here as soon as I got the news, just because I know you did have those moves there coming up at the end of this week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disappointing because, you know, this is exactly what I told you before. You know, you and the other lady assured me that that wasn't an issue because of several things, especially that you guys had banks that worked with car dealers. I warned you of that to the beginning, and I'm kind of upset with you guys because now you've gone and put a hit on my credit score. Even when I told you, this is what the other people said, you guys both assured me that there wasn't an issue.
Well, it's not that it wasn't an issue. We do have programs that are available in that industry. A lot of them, like you said, turn you down immediately. Don't have anything available to you.
Every one of these banks that I've talked to has all said the same thing. Oh, yeah, we have banks that work with car dealerships. Not a big deal at all. Blah, 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 blah. And then when it comes down to the cut and chase, you know, I don't get an answer. I mean, this is the answer that I get, which I don't understand why you guys waste everyone's time if you don't work with those things. That's not something that your banks do. Then why waste my time or yours?
It's not that we don't work with it. We do work with it. We were just limited with what we can work with.
Yeah, you're limited. Like, you don't have a bank to do what I want to do. I told you what I wanted to do from the very beginning. You don't have a bank that does that. So why waste my time and yours?
Trust me, I'm not trying to waste your time, and I'm definitely not trying to waste my time. That's why I try to work very closely with them to get you an approval. And I unfortunately just I wasn't able to get close to that figure you were looking for. Like I said, if you had a lower balance there, I think that was the biggest issue there, trying to work around. Have they offered you another refi position there? Because I know you you refied it. It looks like about 3-4 months ago. I don't know if they had offered you anything since then.
No, I'm done dealing with them because they lied about stuff. They emailed me things.
Yeah.
I had to get a lawyer involved because they lied about what their contracts were going to say until I forced them to say to own up to what the guy that quoted me, person like yourself, I had to get a lawyer involved because he wasn't following through with what he quoted me. So I'm done dealing with that company. Once I pay them off, I'm never using them again.
Did you not find out about that till after the refi, or was that before the refi?
No, I didn't find out about it until after the refi because he told me that if I paid it off early, it would be X amount of it would be one rate.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I told him I was looking for a way to pay his company off because I wanted to know what my balance was.
Yeah.
Got defensive. And when he got defensive, he told me that, he got all defensive and stuff, and he told me that he never promised me an early payoff with a lower amount. So I pulled up the email where he did that, and he still denied it. And he said, well, they didn't put that in your contract. You must not have read your contract. I said, oh, we're going to play that game. Well, you know what? Your email is contract. You offered me something in your email, and you didn't fulfill it. So you got 5 days to fulfill it, or I will have an attorney involved. And he decided that he was going to fulfill the what he promised me. So I'm done dealing with the snake in the industry, and I'm done dealing with that.
I'm looking for
someone solid and is can do what they say they're going to do. And when I read, I got a letter from you guys in the mail, and then I researched you, and it seemed to be like you guys were one of the better in the business. But you're doing the same thing everybody else is doing, is promising something until you get everything from me, and then not fulfilling it once the promise has been made of, hey, this looks great. There's no reason we can't do this. We have banks to deal with, car dealers. And then the other lady says the same thing. I don't see why this wouldn't go through, blah, blah, blah. Then here we are in the same place after you ran my credit, put another ding on my credit. So, very disappointed.
No, I understand the frustration there. And the things they are telling you that you look good on paper, I mean, it is true. You got the cash flow. You got everything on you. It's just the fact that loan is such a high amount for these type of loans. It's hard to get a consolidation on it. And I really did think that it was something that I was going to be able to push for you. And like I said, if you're maybe able to get the balance down, I know you're making $9,200 a week. What is that times four? That's close to what, $40,000 a month you're making. I mean, in 3-4 months there, you're going to have a huge chunk of that taken out. And since we already have all your paperwork on file, we wouldn't have to run your credit again. All we would do is just have to have a few more of the up-to-date bank statements, and we could revisit this. But this is something I would like to revisit because you do have a good business. The fact that we were even able to get you a second position shows that there is going to be something available to you. It's just going to be a matter of getting that balance down. I really think that was the big concern.
Okay. At this time... what balance does it need to be down to?
Let me speak with my underwriters and see what kind of number would be a better fit there, and we can kind of shoot for a date there to revisit that. I'll get some harder numbers there on what we might be able to shoot for, because one of the big things that why people come to us after they work with other companies in our industry is the payback, the early payback discount. That's a huge benefit that owners like, and it's something that we have with the majority of our programs. So let me see what kind of figure there, or range, I should say, that we'd have to have you closer into, and I'll try and get back to you here either by the end of today or tomorrow morning, just so we can have a kind of a game plan here for what to shoot for. I know you're not happy with the situation you're in, and it's definitely something I feel like we can get you out of, get you on a better program, and you know, slowly build that relationship with you. Let me go work with my underwriter, see what range would work better for you, and I'll try to get back to you here by the end of the day or tomorrow, and try to work something out there for you.
Okay, thank you.
No worries, Ryan. We'll be in touch.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.